blown worse.
Okay, and
might blow
thank
harder.
You. Okay. if the wind is coming from, I don't know what direction it is. If the wind is coming from some direction or other,
it's kind of the opposite of north. It's coming from the south.
Okay, thank you. A wind halfway between the south and the west is a
southwest wind.
Halfway between south and east.
A southeast wind.
Between north and east.
Northeast wind.
Between north and west.
Northwest wind.
All right. What would you call the heavy white substance that's so thick in the air that you can't see across the road?
Fog.
And on that kind of a day, you would say it's a what day?
A foggy day.
Mm-hmm. If no rain comes for weeks and weeks, we're having a.
If it was for a long time, I guess you'd call it a drought.
And if it were just for a short time?
Not so bad. You might be having a little dry spell.
How long would it have to be a drought?
I would say anything over about 2 weeks.
Okay.
Getting serious.
If the wind has been very gentle and is gradually getting stronger, it's doing well?
I'd say dying down.
No, it's been gentle and it's getting stronger.
I'm sorry. It's, I don't know, the wind's beginning to blow, I suppose.
Okay. And the opposite, when it is strong and
yeah,
is getting weaker.
Did I say dying down?
You said dying down. Anything else?
I'll tell you the truth, the first thing that came into my head was lessening. That's an awfully formal thing to say.
I can't imagine
Lord.
You. Lord. The wind is lessening today. Oh, well. On a morning when you first go outdoors and you find it's a little bit cold, you say this morning is rather...
It's a little chilly.
Anything else you might use there? Or might have heard people use?
I might say it's a little nippy out here.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little brisk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If it was cold enough to kill the tomatoes and flowers and there was a light white coating on the ground, you would say we had a...
Kind of frost.
Anything for a more severe frost?
I've heard killing frost.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing other than that, I don't think.
It was so cold last night that the lake...
Froze.
Does that mean the whole surface or just the edges?
The whole thing.
Okay, do you have any... any name for just... part of the lake freezing, if it's just a light coating? Okay. If it gets much colder tonight, the lake might?
Might freeze.
And it had already?
Frozen.
Okay. You mentioned the room in your house where the family stay. That's called the...
Living room.
Do you know other terms for that?
No.
Nobody in your family has used anything else?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. Talking about the height of rooms, how high would you say the ceiling is in this room?
Oh, I don't know, about 10 or 11 feet.
Okay. The smoke goes up through the...
chimney.
And the open place in front of the fireplace?
Be the hearth.
The things that you lay the wood across?
I call them andirons.
All right.
I don't know anything else.
All right. The place above the fireplace where you set your vases and your clock?
Be the mantel.
Okay. Anything else?
Mm-hmm.
Not mantelpiece, huh? Just mantel.
Just mantel.
Okay. The big round piece of wood with bark on it that you burn in the fireplace might burn all night?
Probably the log.
All right. Pieces of wood that you use to start a fire?
I'd call that kindling.
Anything else that were particularly rich, no?
No.
Okay. The black stuff that forms in the chimney?
Soot.
And